I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to the Dare to Dream podcast. This is going to take a different format than what you're used to. You're used to my talk show, but today I want to bring you something really special, rare and special, which is live music. In fact, not just live music, but upbeat, healing music, and what Rob and I consider to be music as medicine. The name of our band is Lions of Lyra. We perform at events, online and off, in person, at parties, at festivals, at a lot of events where people today are really wanting a message and a movement. And I hope you will enjoy this. This performance is for you. And we put together a set. Most songs we haven't done before. They're all cover songs. And if you're interested, if you love what you hear, go to youtube.com/lionsofLyra. It's Lions of L-Y-R-A, or go to our website, lionsoflyra.com. And you can sign up and come see us for free. We only send you things when we're doing sound bath performances, healing performances, music as medicine performances. So the first song, Rob Rowe here.
No, hi. Yeah, we have a song by Rising Appalachia called Medicine. Thank you.
medicine is in the seeds we hold. We hold tight to our right to protect, and we know our might is tenfold in connection. Our elders hold them bright lights, we protect them. The medicine is evident, the wolf, the hawk, the bear clan. We hold tight to our right to protect, and we know our might is tenfold in connection. Our elders hold them bright lights, we protect them. The medicine is evident, the wolf, the hawk, the medicine woman. Medicine man.
Tell people, so we're going to include some information about like what makes this so interesting, like what drew you to create Lions of Lyra, to be a part of this band, and what does it disseminate out into the world? What is the response, or where, what's kind of the alignment out in the world with people who want to hear this, and where we show up and play?
Well, the feedback I've gotten is that it tends to take people deeper into their experience, whether that's any kind of a ceremonial experience or just like a casual get-together. It's intended to be high vibe, kind of healing, helping people go inward a little bit. Of course, you know, some of it's kind of, you know, fun and upbeat and danceable, maybe a little bit like this one. Some of the rest of it is often pretty contemplative. So I think it's a lot more than entertainment. I think it's like kind of a communication from our hearts and minds out to the hearts and minds of the receivers. And hopefully we like to think that there's sort of a unified consciousness that happens, you know, of some number of people getting together where the sort of the combined awareness becomes greater than the sum of the parts. And it's something that all can take part in, you know, to kind of raise their awareness, personal healing, relaxation, overall, you know, feeling better about life in general. It's, you know, just intended to be a positive influence on the world and the earth this time.
Much needed. Awesome. Great. Because we're going to hear more from Rob as we go on. I think it's interesting music and just, you know, speaking to his point, just 2 weeks ago, we did a sound bath out in Malibu, California, and somebody was playing. We have a friend who plays beautiful sound bowls, and this, a lot of it was jamming and vibing, and people were like, the response is amazing. So the music goes everywhere from things we prepare for parties and events and festivals and ceremonies and so forth to what we do. So we'll do a little bit of jamming for you later. This song is called Ima Adama. It is Hebrew. And this particular version is with created by Ron Paz. We love this one in particular.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
Go ahead.
I should say you kind of connect with that in a particular because of the Hebrew words, right?
Yeah.
So you lived in Israel for a while, mm-hmm. and you know a little bit of that language from your upbringing, right? So did you feel like the words in the song help make it more personal for you?
Yeah, thank you. It's the first time we're doing Hebrew. I mean, it's the first, we do other languages. So that's kind of great because it's a bit back to my roots. And yes, I have a lot of family who lives in Israel. Majority of my family, actually. And I did spend a tremendous amount of time growing up, summers there. And it's in my blood, I guess you would say. Although I'm deeply spiritual and I often relate more to that, I would say the language, the ancient language, is so beautiful. And then Ima Adama is basically speaking and singing to Mother Earth. So that's a beautiful connection through the Hebrew.
Nice.
And Rob, will you introduce Rob Rowe? Will you introduce Prelude in C minor?
Oh, okay. This is part of the traditional classical guitar repertoire. It's written by Agustin Barrios. And usually just, you know, played as a guitar solo. And, you know, works okay for that. But this is the first time, to my knowledge, anybody has ever put a vocal part with this particular song. So that's something we like to play around with. It, we were, you know, just kind of listening to, you know, the chord movements. And didn't you say, like, it reminded you of kind of a 1950s, like, French love drama or something?
That's exactly it. The first time I heard Rob playing this on his guitar, I immediately had this film noir, this gorgeous French movie playing out with two people who love each other very much, but a bit star-crossed lovers. And even though they do unite, they can't keep it. At the end, it's very sad. And see what this evokes in you if you are able to see or feel the same movie through what I'm going to spontaneously sing, or if your own movie pops up.
So this is always kind of pretty much on the spot. You never actually do it the same way twice, right? You got like a little bit of ideas that you do, but isn't it like mostly improv?
This is improv, yes. Da 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 too. It's such a beautiful song. It's such a classic. So this is sort of an interesting mix of everything. What do you think are the strengths of lionsoflira.com? What are the things that you like to put out most?
Well, I'm very happy that we've both had some formal training, so we both kind of understand the structure of music pretty well. And when we do wing it, it enables us to wing it in a way that I kind of like to think that we've got enough background to sort of know what we're doing in terms of harmony and scales and that sort of thing in order to let the free expression comes through. I mean, free expression is great, but if you don't know what you're doing and you try to freely express, then,
If you keep going. Imperfection is perfect.
Yeah, so I really like that part of it. And then I really like once we feel stable in the foundation, the fact that we've got the ability to sort of alter things on the fly as the spirit moves us, and maybe digress from the structure of a song and then come back to it somehow.
Agreed.
Always makes it fun.
Very fun. And another thing I think is very fun is we have musicians who sit in with us. We have one who's coming over in about an hour. So we love that. We love jamming with people and incorporating everything from the sound bowls and the chimes to the saws to the, all the different instruments, major drums and so forth. And we even have a hang drum coming up for you.
And then the cultural influence from around the world is always a lot of fun, too. So I've really gotten into Turkish music lately. And who would have thought? Never really, I knew Turkey was a country, but I never had any idea that they're a home to some of the most fabulous musicians in the world. So I've gotten into that. And then, of course, a lot of influence from indigenous people, South American indigenous people, North American indigenous people, that kind of thing. That's been very inspiring for us. And then, hopefully we'll continue to integrate influences from around the world.
So perfect segue. The next song is called Serenita Bobanzana, and it's by Artur Mena. And this is Spanish. I'm sure you would know that anyway, but we rather love this song. And feel free to look up the meanings of some of these lyrics, because without us going into all that, they're quite spectacular and meaningful. So Serenita Bobanzana. Bobanzana is actually a plant. And so you'll see there's certain lines in here that says it actually helps with your sight. Not necessarily your eyesight, but literally seeing clearly in your life.
Rai, 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 rai
Imagine.
Needs no introduction, really. Oh, we like the message.
Excuse me.
It's of course, everybody knows the song, but yeah, it's talking about what a future world could really be, and we like that idea. We think about that a lot.
As old as this song is, my goodness, I need hot tea. excuse me so much. Pardon me. Late night. As old as this song is by John Lennon, these words cannot be more apropos. So,
thank you. nothing to kill or die for, and no religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of men. Imagine all the sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world
Cuatro Elementos.
Oh, okay. Offer a translation on that? Some people will know what it is.
The words are Tierra mi cuerpo.
That means the earth is my body. Agua mi sangre. Water is my blood. Aire mi
Aire mi aliento.
Air is my breath.
Y fuego mi espíritu.
Fire is my spirit.
Beautiful. By Pedro Bejar.
Tierra mi cuerpo. Agua mi sangre, aire mi aliento, y fuego mi espíritu. quiero a mi cuerpo, agua, mi sangre, aire, mi aliento y fuego, mi espíritu. Quiero a mi cuerpo, agua, mi sangre, aire, mi aliento y fuego, mi espíritu. Quiero a mi cuerpo, agua, mi sangre, aire, mi aliento y fuego, mi espíritu. Quiero a mi cuerpo, agua, mi sangre, aire, mi aliento y fuego, mi espíritu.
Song list. I don't know that we'll play it all for you, but we have In Dreams Combo or Hang Drum. Pick one.
Oh, let's do the Hang Drum.
I knew you'd say that. Yay.
Add in another instrument.
This is our new baby. We have another new baby on its way too, a different key.
So this is actually an original.
Let me turn that off. Sorry. This is actually an original, meaning that Rob's going to create a riff here, and I'm going to riff on his riff, and we're going to see where it takes us and sit back and enjoy. Thank you.
pretty fun. Pure stream of consciousness. Very little about that is planned. It just kind of goes along as it will.
Yeah. So thank you, Rob Rowe, for that beautiful riff. Yes.
If you do, you might want to hear some saws.
I think they would. Would you like to hear some saws?
Why don't you keep people occupied for a second? I will go get the saws.
So I'll just tell you a little bit about us while he runs to the other room, because this podcast is coming to a close here pretty quickly. But, So Lions, no microphone. This is so different than podcasting, by the way, my usual setup. So thanks for hanging. I hope you're enjoying it. Definitely leave comments. I really appreciate it. Again, we're lionsoflyra.com. It's lionsoflyra.com. If you want to see us, go to our YouTube channel, which is Lions of Lyra, youtube.com/lionsoflyra. We've got lots of other music up there as well. And certainly drop us a line. Let us know what you think about the music. If you have any gigs coming up and you're looking for folks to play, we come as is and sometimes with other instruments. But certainly we are our own unit. We are the core band, Rob Rowe, Debbie Dashinger. This is the Dare to Dream podcast. And it's been on for 14 and a half years, so it's nice to switch things up. And as Rob was saying, he's been experimenting, having instruments made for him in other countries, which has been pretty amazing. You want to tell them what this is?
This is known as a saz, also known as a baglama. And there's a couple different varieties of it. There's a short neck version and a long neck version. This is a long neck version. And these instruments are somewhat similar to guitars. It's almost kind of like a hybrid between Western music and Eastern music, because Eastern music deals in quarter tones a lot. So this, there's a whole span here. So if we look at this distance right here, this is one fret as one would play on a bass guitar or a regular guitar. But in the middle of that, there's another fret. So they play a lot in quarter tones instead of half steps like Western music is. So you get that kind of effect as opposed to, that's a half step as we would know in Western music. But there's a lot of these quarter tones. So I haven't even started learning about the quarter tones yet, but I've figured out a couple scales just translated over from guitar. The instrument is tuned in fifths, kind of like a violin. And, we like to just kind of, play around. If you're a real Middle Eastern musician, you might want to cover your ears. I don't know if you like this or not, but, if you're just kind of taking some harmonic minor scales and started playing around with some things that sound vaguely Middle Eastern. Not to say we're, pretending to actually do real Turkish music or anything like that, but it's fun.
Here we go. This will be the last song of the set, so we're going to make this up as we go.
This is just the improv thing. So Debbie's actually gotten pretty good on the percussion lately, so she's going to help us establish a beat here on the djembe drum. This is an African drum, by the way, so we got African and Turkish. All in the same video frame.
Let there be peace on earth.
Peace on earth.
Let it begin with us. Thank you.
you know, if you're Turkish, pardon my offense to your cultural music, but I think it's cool just to bring different sounds into it. And I've only had this thing for a couple of weeks, so I'm still pretty much a baby in proper usage of this instrument, but I just love the sound of it. I think it's very, very gentle and very soothing, and kind of takes me places throughout history. It's a very old instrument. This instrument has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. So it is kind of part of the lute family. So it kind of takes its place in music history as one of the forerunners of the guitar way back when. It predates the guitar by a long, long, long time. So kind of fun to have like a little bit of a participation in history that way. Kind of cool.
Thank you. It was awesome. It was beautiful. For only a few weeks, bravo. Right? And so this is Lions of Lyra, L-Y-R-A. Check us out, lionsoflyra.com on our website. You can sign up there. You won't get spammed. The only thing you'll ever get is if when we do a live performance, you'll get an invitation to attend. And people do. And we often only have so many seats, especially if it's sound bath, so you want to get in early. And youtube.com/lionsoflyra, subscribe there. And anytime we drop some new music, you'll get that as well. Leave us a comment, subscribe. We read all of them. And Rob, parting words?
Well, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it out there. And stay in touch. You know, get a hold of us. You know, any questions, any opportunities, any feedback, anything like that? We like talking to people. We're very friendly.
Peace out, everybody. Thank you.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing out, waiting for my time.